This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Midwest Trust Co., as conservator for KP versus United Parcel Service, Incars, decided May 20th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Midwest Trust Co. as conservator for KP. Respondent, v. WD86697, consolidated with WD87624. United Parcel Service, Inc., filed May 20th, 2025. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Clay County. The Honorable David P. Chamberlain, Judge before Division 1, Karen King Mitchell, Presiding Judge, Lisa White Hardwick, Judge, and Mark D. P. Pfeiffer, Judge United Parcel Services, Inc., UPS. Appeals from a judgment awarding compensatory damages on a negligence claim for in utero injuries to KP1 in a car accident caused by a UPS driver. UPS contends the circuit court erred in admitting evidence of the driver's history of cocaine use and in awarding prejudgment interest. For reasons explained herein, we affirm the judgment. 1. The judgment was awarded to Midwest Trust Company as the conservator and next friend of KP2. Factual and procedural background. On May 8, 2018, Stephen Miller was driving a UPS delivery truck in Clay County when he missed a stop sign and crashed into a car driven by JP, who was 13 weeks pregnant with KP. An ambulance took JP to the hospital. KP suffered fetal brain damage in the accident and was born 7 months later with severe neurological impairments. On March 10, 2021, KP's parents, as next friend for KP, filed an amended petition seeking compensatory and punitive damages against UPS on claims of vicarious liability for Miller's negligence in causing the accident, negligent entrustment of the UPS vehicle to Miller, and negligent hiring, supervision, and training of Miller. 2. UPS filed an answer admitting that Miller was acting in the course and scope of his employment as a UPS driver when he failed to stop at a stop sign and caused the accident. On April 26, 2022, Midwest Trust Company, Midwest, was substituted as conservator and next friend for KP. Prior to trial, UPS filed a motion in limine to exclude any evidence, argument, or discussion related to Miller's drug use prior to and after the accident, Miller's participation in drug rehabilitation programs before and after the accident, and Miller's positive drug tests taken months after the accident. UPS argued that Miller's history of drug use was irrelevant and highly prejudicial because there was no credible evidence. 2. The amended petition also alleged individual claims by KP's parents for loss of consortium and negligence claims against Miller. The parents voluntarily dismissed their claims before trial. Midwest Trust Company moved to dismiss all claims against Miller at trial. The circuit court subsequently entered a judgment dismissing with prejudice all claims against Miller. 3. That he was under the influence at the time of the accident. The circuit court agreed to exclude any references to Miller's post-accident drug use, but otherwise denied the motion in limine. The court granted UPS's request for a continuing objection at trial to any mention of Miller's drug use or rehabilitation prior to the accident. At the jury trial, Miller testified that he caused the accident with JP when he missed the stop sign. In 2009, Miller was convicted on a felony charge of cocaine possession, and he informed UPS about the conviction in 2010 when he was initially hired to work as a preloader in the warehouse. Miller acknowledged having attendance problems at UPS due to his ongoing cocaine use, which resulted in his suspension from work as a driver in 2016 and his termination in February 2018. After voluntarily completing an outpatient drug rehabilitation program in April 2018, Miller was allowed to return to work at UPS as a delivery driver on May 3, 2018. His collision with JP occurred 5 days later on May 8, 2018. Two UPS supervisors who arrived at the scene shortly after the accident testified that Miller was not asked to submit to drug testing because they did not see signs of his impairment or intoxication. Midwest presented testimony from several expert witnesses regarding how KP was injured in the car accident, the debilitating nature of his injuries, and his need for long-term treatment. An accident reconstructionist testified that Miller was driving down the middle of the road at a speed between 32 to 34 miles per hour and did not brake prior to the collision with JP. According to an engineer specializing in biomechanics, the force of the accident caused JP to lurch forward against the latched seat belt, which applied the pressure of a 25 to 30 pound object to her abdomen while traveling at a speed 4 of 24 to 30 miles per hour. A diagnostic radiologist testified that the accident occurred in the early stage of JP's pregnancy, when the fetal brain is at a critical point of development, and the sudden pressure imp